were talking about chill hours going into the break, and just for the sake of accuracy, I'd mentioned Flagstaff may not even get 800, and I'm looking on tomorrowsharvest.com, and they have a map compiled from data put together by the University of Maryland. And Flagstaff does vary between 8 and 1,000 chill hours. So gonna do a quick recap, and then let's get to the silver bullets.
All right, cool. Yeah, you can't get me started on fruit trees, apparently. So three things you need to pay attention. I do think a lot of things in threes, so we have the three ways to get your fruit trees. These are the three things you need to make sure that you are aware of when you're buying a fruit tree. Are they low chill enough for the low desert? Less than 350 hours of chill. If that tag on the tree doesn't say how many chill hours, and this is for deciduous trees, don't buy it. Number two is make sure it's on the right rootstock. You're going to have to do a little bit more research if you want to find out what the right rootstock is for the low desert, unless you come and buy the trees from us. They're all on the right rootstock, and they're all less than 350 hours of chill. The third thing you need to make sure that you know, and this is a urban farmism, and that is that the fruit for soft flesh fruit needs to be off of the tree, harvested off of the tree by July 1st. So that's your peaches, apricots, plums, grapes, those kinds of things. So those are the three things you need to know. The quickest and easiest thing to do is visit us at fruittrees.org and participate in our education program. We offer literally dozens of hours of free classes on how to make sure that you're picking the right trees and growing the right trees. And then you can get your fruit trees from us, along with all the supplies you need for success.
Of all the gardening and growing we do, trees are my favorite, because if you've got a good irrigation system, it doesn't take a whole lot of work. When you're growing lettuce and carrots in these little garden areas, and you've got to constantly have this plant prison to keep rabbits and birds. And, you know, when the tree gets big enough, there's enough there for everybody. Man, once they get going, the abundant amount of produce you get. I mean, there's a period of time in the spring, and the way we thin our apple trees is we go take all the little buds off and we feed them to the horses, and they absolutely love them. And you know, that helps us, you know, get bigger apples for produce later.
Yeah, that's another thing that people are really weary about is thinning your trees. You have to thin at least 50% of the fruit set off of the tree in order to get a nice big fruit. About 10, 12 years ago, we had a late season frost in early February that knocked off 50% of the peaches off of my tree. That year, I had almost softball-sized peaches. There was not as many of them, but they were the most amazing peaches, both in taste and in size, that we'd ever had here. So you got to thin your peach trees, and apples and citrus are self-thinning, which is nice.
And we've got about 2.5 minutes left. What's the silver bullet?
Ah, the silver bullet. So we have had the two hottest summers on record ever. I can't tell you how many people have contacted me with dead trees. My trees are dying. My trees died. Oh, the saguaro fell over. That's how dry it was. We got it was March 18th to November like 15th. We had no rain here at the urban farm for that 6 or 7 month period. It was hot and dry. And in talking with Tom Spellman at Dave Wilson Nursery, and in talking with Scott Murray he's a urban farming consultant over in San Diego, they both said, drum roll please, foliar feeding. Foliar feeding is where we actually take kelp and fish emulsion. So a fish fertilizer, you usually put an ounce of fertilizer in a gallon of water, and you physically spray it on the leaves of the trees. And we have put together a year-round, month-by-month program here at the urban farm of foliar feeding, telling you how much, what to use. And there is a great business company here in town called High Creations. We should get them on the show. These guys are amazing. That they make 4 different kinds of foliar feeds, so that there is a foliar spray for your garden, beds and for your fruit trees every month. And that will absolutely have your trees thrive.
Well, and I believe if I'm looking right in my this is 2021 calendar, next month we are talking fruit trees. So maybe we'll work with High Creation to come on and take a segment of that.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Beautiful.
I'm loving it. Yeah.
Well, Merry Christmas, Farmer Greg. Hope y'all had
Thank you, sir. Wonderful time
last week. Happy New Year. We'll be talking to you again in the new year. And y'all enjoy this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning and the rest of your weekend.
Woohoo! Thank you for having us and help sharing the word about planting your own fruit trees.
Urbanfarm.org.
Woohoo!